The portal sits outside Freeman High School in Henrico. A sign out front advertises upcoming connections in Afghanistan, Honduras, and Mexico. Haisham Bin Hallam helps run the space.
It is a big golden shipping container with one entrance, pretty dark in there, and there are lights.
A projector on one wall connects people in this small space to others just like it. It's an intimate experience, each person cut off from their surroundings and standing in front of someone else, half a world away.
I've had like some of the most meaningful conversations of my entire life in the portal. I've learned to salsa, dance with refugees from Congo. Someone rapped in French to my best friend.
That's senior Emily Carter. She was inspired to bring the portal here to her high school after using it multiple times at its former location, Monroe Park in downtown Richmond.
I remember walking out absolutely shocked that I could communicate and relate so deeply to someone in such a short period of time from across the world.
This morning, that across the world connection is Herat, Afghanistan.
Saeed, should we go ahead and get started?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, okay.
About a dozen girls, members of a female mentorship club, are here to connect to another young woman in the Middle East.
Just one more question from you guys. What comes in your mind when you hear Afghanistan?
What comes in your mind when you think Afghanistan, she asks them.
I think a family, one of my best friends.
One girl pipes up. One of her best friends is from Afghanistan.
Always so welcoming, and I love the food so much. Yeah. It's so good. Yeah,
For an hour, they talk about food, but also politics, social media, women's empowerment. At the end, they gather in front of the screen to take a photo together, just as if they were in the same room.
One, two, three. I'll take a few.
After it's all done, the group of students goes back to a classroom to debrief about the experience. Senior Jayla Bennett, the girl who raved about Afghan food, says she felt a strong connection with the young woman in Afghanistan. She talked a lot about how she wants to be a leader in her community, and Bennett related.
That's how I am with like black culture. Like I want to like make sure like students feel comfortable in any environment and go out in the world and just feel like their best self at all times.
Fostering those connections and building empathy is exactly the point of the portal, says resource teacher and organizer Jessica Sayokin. Before the portal came, she surveyed Freeman's 1,800 students and found out that more than half of them have never been outside Virginia.
We can fill students' heads with facts and they can regurgitate them back to us, but providing them with an opportunity like this to just increasing their worldview enables them to relate to others who are not like them, and the world needs more of that.
The portal will be at Freeman High School through the end of February. It's open to the public this weekend, with connections scheduled for Honduras, Nigeria, and Rwanda. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopane.